USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Trying to stop the wave. After a week where the U.S. set multiple records for new coronavirus cases, health officials in many states are scrambling to find ways to slow the spread of the virus and take pressure off strained healthcare systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is predicting a jump in COVID-related hospitalizations coming this week. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that even with that, another lockdown is probably not the answer.
We've been sort of arguing politically over what I think is a false dichotomy, a straw man, that it's really a choice between lockdowns and no lockdowns. And that's not the case. We don't need to shut down the country, close businesses, tell people they need to stay at home to get some measure of control over this virus. We're not going to get perfect control over this virus. It's a contagious virus. It's going to spread. But it doesn't need to spread at the levels and at the velocity that's going to start to press the healthcare system, which is what we're seeing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
For the sixth straight week, average gasoline prices have fallen across the country. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73.
And Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There haven't been any reports of damage or injuries, though it was felt up to 100 miles away throughout Connecticut and Rhode Island. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of television's most recognizable hosts has passed away. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. It was also felt in Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Chase Elliott has won the 2020 NASCAR Championship after winning Sunday's season finale race at Phoenix. At 24 years old, Elliott becomes the third youngest driver ever to win NASCAR's top prize. He led the final 43 laps of the race after having to start at the back because his car failed a pre-race inspection. Sunday's season finale was also the final start for 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer as full-time drivers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.